This is The Matter at Hand on WGRC.
And we continue with Mark Griffin joins us from South Central Pennsylvania, more specifically from the Lancaster County area. It's an all-Pennsylvania Matter at Hand today. We just finished up with Dr. Paul Kengor from Western Pennsylvania. And Mark, of course, is in the Lancaster County area. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, listeners.
And you have connections here to Central Pennsylvania. This is the Pennsylvania Heartland area is originally your home.
Absolutely. I was born and raised in Danville, Pennsylvania.
Oh, so a Danville grad from high school, I take it?
Actually, I went to Lourdes and Shamokin.
Oh, okay. All right. Super. How did you get to Lancaster County?
I spent the last 20 years working in the profession of human resources. I have a bachelor's degree in human resource administration. And after graduating college and returning back to Pennsylvania, I went to graduate school at Bloomsburg University. And my wife of 24 years went to Geisinger School of Nursing. So after we both graduated from those programs, I started a career in human resources, which started out with public companies, companies like Quaker Oats Company, Kodak, and Merck Pharmaceutical Companies.
And then, of course, landed with on both feet there in Lancaster County and have continued in this area of human resources and not really work in at the agricultural equipment area.
Absolutely. The last 6 years I've spent in Lancaster County, and I made a switch. I made a decision a couple years ago to leave the public companies and work for smaller private companies. So I've been with two companies, both that the founders of the companies have no problem telling the communities in which they do business in that their companies were founded on biblical principles.
Now, this whole vision that you have, and we want to get into this about forming a roundtable group. In fact, you would like to do that here in our particular area. We'll get to that. But a lot of this is fueled and the steps that you have taken to work with these private companies now in the area of human resources. A lot of that is a result of your own coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Having found my faith in Jesus Christ about 8 years ago, I woke up and found myself, you know, working for public companies and finding myself in an uncomfortable position. I didn't feel that the values that were in my heart were reflective in the larger companies. So I made the decision to leave working for larger companies to work for smaller private companies.
And when did you begin to sense that the Lord Jesus Christ was leading you in this area of perhaps forming a roundtable group that would encourage Christian-owned businesses?
This happened about 2 or 3 years ago. I started working and volunteering in a ministry at the church that I attend, and I actually coach and help people through job loss and train them on resume writing and interview skills, and really developed my facilitation skills, developed a good heart around helping people in that area. And I joined some local community groups like the Christian Businessmen's Association and things of that nature. And what I discovered and really what I prayed about was, well, that's great. Lancaster County has a lot of opportunity. It feels like the Bible Belt of Pennsylvania. There's a lot of Christian groups, but then I looked back at where I grew up and I thought, wow, what's going on in those areas? What's going on in the rural Pennsylvania? And I did a lot of research on the internet, consulted with some people, and really discovered there's not a lot of business support groups in the Lewisburg area, Danville area, Hazleton area. So I thought what I'd do is network out a little bit and what's going on in those communities and offer my assistance, see if I could put something together to put some roundtables together.
And the purpose, and of course these roundtables would go beyond, you know, of course the benefit of like Christian businessmen groups and so forth. This, you're taking it perhaps a step or two further.
Absolutely. I think the core reason for the groups is specifically to prosper the companies in which the leaders come into. So a roundtable would look like 8 or 10 business executives. It'd be a CEO, it'd be an owner, an operations vice president, maybe the CFO for the company. Those 8 and 10 leaders would meet on a regular basis once a month with me facilitating the group, and we'd be able to tap into the resources of that group. Because some of these owners of businesses don't have a strong financial background, or they don't have a strong marketing background. And we would work together to try to prosper the business, because I really believe in my heart, by prospering their business and making it grow and making it stable, is making it stable for their employees. Those businesses are there to support employees and the employees' families for the future and the betterment of those families. And that's why I feel drawn to it. And a lot of times business owners forget about that. They get caught up in their business. They go about their business. Things are going well, but they forget about the employees. And the employees in these tough, tumultuous times that we're doing business in can't be forgotten. So I want to help them and also help them communicate to the employees on what their vision is for the corporation and what their values are. And oftentimes, leaders are hesitant to do that because they just don't know how to do that. And I've been successful in doing that, and that's what's leading me back to these areas to try to help folks in those communities.
My guest is Mark Griffin, and we are going to have more in our conversation here on just a few moments, as we will continue with more of The Matter at Hand in this Wednesday morning.
The Matter at Hand on WGRC.
Mark Griffin continues with us from South Central Pennsylvania in Lancaster County. He's Vice President of Human Resources for an international agricultural equipment company, and we are talking about his vision for a roundtable group or groups in our particular WGRC listening area here in the Pennsylvania heartland for Christian-owned businesses to accomplish a number of things. And Mark, this vision, I was just thinking as some of these spots were playing, you know, without a vision, it says in the Bible, people perish. How does that apply to the vision that you have and for Christian-owned businesses?
Well, oftentimes I've met business owners that didn't have a vision, that didn't memorialize what their vision is for the organization. And I find when they create a vision and they have the employees partake in creating that vision, they can reach that vision, or they can meet that mission for the company.
Now, something else that you mentioned just a moment ago, and in some of your counseling with people who have lost their jobs, and one of the things that you want to do is help business owners in their relationship with their employers. And in these, quote, economic uncertain times, how do you and how would you assist and counsel business owners to relate to their employees to, you know, because a lot of employees, you know, they may be a little hesitant as to, you know, what the future holds for them in that particular business role that they have.
I think first and foremost is to treat people as you'd want to be treated yourself, and to roll up your sleeves and sit down and talk with your people on a regular basis, and don't hold back when you have information. I think even in times when financially the company's not doing well, it's better for the employees to know, and also for employees to know what they can do to help close that gap. It's very important to keep the lines of communication open. When they're not open, it really suffers the business, because people don't know how to react. They turn negative. The morale turns on the organization. But when people know what's going on within the company, they seem to prosper a little better.
Yeah, and even, Mark, even if that knowing what's going on, even if it has more of a negative connotation, if they understand it, then it does not become a shock to them when something may develop of a greater nature.
Absolutely, and the trust develops with their leadership, and then when the business does turn, you're going to do that much better because your employees trust you.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the points of what you would want to see develop in these roundtable groups among Christian-owned businesses. And one of the things is the integration of Christian faith into the daily operation and practices. How does that actually work out, and how would you consult these businesses in this particular area?
Well, I think many Christian business owners are very hesitant because of what has occurred in the last 10, 15 years within the United States of being politically correct, that they can't talk about their faith, and that's just not true. You can talk about your faith. There should be no problem with you sharing with employees that your company's founded on biblical principles. Now, building that into the hiring process, yes, that could become problematic, but letting prospective candidates know that you're a company founded on biblical principles and that you do have certain requirements of employees isn't necessarily against any law or EEOC regulations. So you can share your faith with your employees and with prospective employees. It's good to share it with candidates because they know what they're getting themselves into. If you're interviewing a candidate and you let them know that the company was founded on biblical principles and that you've made chaplains available to employees because you care about their spiritual being as well as their financial being, that gives the candidate the decision to make, do they want to be involved in an organization that has faith in the workplace? And if they don't, they choose not to. But what I found is even folks that aren't saved or aren't Christ followers tend to be attracted sometimes and say, yes, I want to work for a company that has morals.
Also, you want to see companies, Christian-owned businesses, develop cutting-edge ways to succeed in the marketplace today. And, of course, we know the old saying, well, we never did it that way before.
Sure.
But this has nothing to do with compromising a person's Christian faith.
No, absolutely not. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. But in a roundtable setting, the benefit of it is to have other leaders that have tried it a different way, that can express that it does work, and what the pains are that you go through to get to the end result. But you're right, there is resistance. Many times leaders complain about employees not embracing change, but they're just as difficult in embracing change.
Yeah, that's a hard one to get past sometimes. It's just, I guess, it's just part of human nature, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Also, this matter of, you know, we talked about the roundtable group. You would work with the business owners of integrating their Christian faith. But, you know, that Christian faith and integrating it at the business level, it's difficult to do that integration unless it is achieved at a personal level.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The business owner really has to be in the right place with their relationship with Christ for any of this to work. If it's not, it's just not going to, it's not going to feel right, it's not going to look right, and employees are going to pick up on that.
And one of your other goals of these roundtable groups would be that it's going to provide Christian business owners a safe and a confidential place to share, because many of them, you know, just will not share the challenges and the issues that they face from their companies.
Absolutely. And I think that would be the goal of the first several months of putting a group like this together, is to develop the trust within that group themselves, that they can share things out. Naturally, all participants would sign confidentiality agreements that they wouldn't speak of the other participants' business situations. That would protect everyone and make things very comfortable for everybody. But there is a trust factor to it. I'd also build in issues that they can bring to the table beforehand for that group to discuss. I'm working on the format and the process. There's actually several groups, national groups, like Convene, Truth at Work, a variety of different packages, so to speak, that have methodology that I may associate myself with in the future that would provide a greater level of resources.
What has to be the response for you to get this roundtable group going in this particular area of our GRC listening region?
Really, what's in my heart is I need about 8 to 10 people that are going to be committed to meet on a regular basis. Once that 8 to 10 pulls together, then I'll be ready to do this. If it's less than 8, it really isn't going to be good for the group, and it really, from a time perspective, would be very, very difficult for me to manage it with less than 8 people.
All right, so that's the goal, and people even listening this morning, how can they touch base with you and get on board and say, hey, I'm interested?
They can do it two ways, very easily. My email address is markagriffin@gmail.com, simply Mark with a K, M-A-R-K, A, Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, @gmail.com. Or they can give me a call at 717-572-2183, and I'll certainly give them a call back. I hope to be back on the show again. I'm putting together a blog where people can reach out to me in cyberspace.
Excellent. And also, what we're hoping to do is get a spot on the radio that will keep it before people more than just as one time today as well, Mark. So,
absolutely. I appreciate that, Larry.
And so we hope that people will indeed respond to this need assisting the Christian-owned businesses. Mark, I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning, and the Lord continue to direct your steps into this very important endeavor and vision.
Thank you very much, Larry, and God bless Central Pennsylvania in 2011.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Bye now.
That's Mark Griffin. And again, you can touch base with him, Mark A. Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, @gmail.com, Mark A. Griffin @gmail.com, or his phone number, 717-572-2183. I'm Larry Weidman, thanking you so much for being with us today, this edition of The Matter at Hand, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 6 until 9, right here on WGRC.
You've been listening to The Matter at Hand with Larry Weidman on WGRC. We welcome your questions and comments. Write us at The Matter at Hand, 101 Armory Boulevard, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, 17837, or email our office at wgrc.com. The Matter at Hand is a production of Salt and Light Media Ministries.